This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures from the ruling party still detained after an early morning raid. The move came days after an escalating tension between the civilian government and the powerful military that stirred fears of a coup and the aftermath of an election the army says was fraudulent. Myanmar military commander and chief senior general Min Aung Hlaing on Wednesday told military personnel that the country's constitution should be repealed if it was not abided by, citing previous instances when charters had been abolished in Myanmar. Myanmar's Election Commission on Thursday rejected the military's allegation of voter fraud, saying that there were no errors big enough to affect the credibility of the overall vote. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege after a suspected suicide car bomb exploded Sunday in the capital, followed by a shootout between militants and security forces at a hotel, causing at least nine deaths. The incident happened in the busy Kilometer 4 area of Mogadishu. A Reuters journalist saw security forces besiege the area where cars are inspected en route to the airport and where politicians regularly gather at the hotel. A police spokesman said many people had been evacuated and rescued from the Hotel Afrique. Russian police detained more than 5,000 people Sunday at unauthorized rallies nationwide in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. And the authorities had said in advance that the rallies were illegal and would be broken up. In a massive show of force, police imposed a sweeping security lockdown in the heart of Moscow, sealing off streets to pedestrians near the Kremlin, closing metro stations, and deploying hundreds of riot police as snow fell. This is VOA News.